Blog Talk Radio.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
From the archives, we want to welcome you on this evening. Praise God. Well, if you want to call in, our call-in number is 646-649-0949. Again, our call-in number for the guests is 646-649-0949. Well, you are in for a treat on this evening. You know, Diane Grimble Ministry and Friends, it has been growing. We have many people from all around the world that has been a part of this covenant agreement. And we just love just sharing the love of Jesus and just a part of who we are. Amen. And so on today, it gives me awesome pleasure to introduce someone so dear to me, has become a wonderful friend in my life, and that is Pat Denson. But what I want to let everyone know, we are recording live here in Atlanta, Georgia. That's right. We're here in Atlanta, Georgia. Praise God. And this is what Pat is. Pat has a new show, and her show is called A Dose of Me, hosted by Pat. So every week we're going to be coming live to you on Friday, and she's going to be sharing, coming in her own way. Nothing even really, you know, however God wants to use her and whatever God puts on her heart, she's going to be coming to you. Without further ado, I want to take this time. First, I want to say a word of prayer and invite God's Spirit, because we don't want to do anything without the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity and this time. Lord, we invite your Spirit among us on this radio broadcast. We add that you lead us and guide us, oh God. We bind the principality of the air, any interference that would come forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we dedicate this time to you. We give you all the glory. Now, oh God, as we go forth in this program, we ask, oh God, that you have your way. Touch the ears of the listener, that they may have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. Lord, transform someone's life. Allow us this opportunity to make a difference, oh God, in this world. Now, oh God, as we decrease and you increase, have your way. Bless our speaker on today, our new host, oh God. Give her the words to speak, oh God, and give her comfort, oh God. Speak through her. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. All right, Pat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen. We want to welcome Pat. Pat, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hey, Pat, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Amen, amen. Well, this is a wonderful time. I know this is new for you, Pat, and everyone has their first time. Amen. But I just want to first thank you for accepting the offer to come on board with us here at Diane Grimble Ministry and Friends. And as I said, everyone has their first, and I assure you, you're going to be blessed giving as well as receiving. And we have an audience out there of people that just want you, that love you. And we want to first just give you an opportunity just to bless the heart of the people and whatever it is that's on your heart. So I'm going to turn the mic over to you and just allow whatever is on your heart to share with our listening audience.
Well, thank you, Lady Diane. I really appreciate you giving me this platform to share my journey with people, some that I may know and those unknown as well.
Okay, so is me and you, we have had, I just want to first say, I love this woman. Without going into too much detail, I call her on my phone, I even call her the host. She is the epitome of a host, okay? And I just want to let her know I appreciate her. She's opened up her home to me to allow me an opportunity to be in her home as I transition and just be able to do the work of the ministry. And I always like to tell her, you know, you need to be a consultant for the Hilton or some of these places, because she has hospitality and just how she – I won't go into detail. We'll let that be another segment. But Pat is, how do you say, the woman of jack of all trades or so forth. But I think we're going to use this opportunity for Pat to just talk about where she is at this point in time in her life. And one of the things we put out there is that you're going to either cry, laugh, or just enjoy life. And she has a way on bringing out the creativity in people just for the things that she do, you know. So I know you're going to enjoy her as I love and enjoy her as well. So, Pat, where are you at right now? Give us a dose of you. What could you share right now? What's going on in your life?
Well, right now, I've decided that I'm going to live my life more consciously and more deliberate, you know, to be conscious of my purpose and not just go along and recognize as I go along that I may be doing something, but I may not as well. So I'm just going to be more conscious and deliberate and listen to my heart. I haven't listened to my own heart in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I consider myself, or I've been told by others, that I have I over-empathize. And so it's almost like I feel the pain and the desires of everyone that I come in contact with, and I've just forgotten my own desires. So, and the desires and the purpose that God has poured so much in me, and I know that's what makes me come alive. So that's my journey now, is to live that life that God created me to live.
That's awesome. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're now stepping in the zone in your life to be aware of aware of what your purpose is, and me and you have listened to some awesome speakers. I mean, me and Pat, we sit around sometime and we go to taking notes and everything. And it sounds like to me you're on that journey path that so many people are desiring to go on, but they don't know how to get there. They don't know how to get there.
And I don't really know how to get there either, Diane. I really don't, but I know that I'm not going to continue like this and continue to take days for granted. So I have to make a stand.
Amen.
Because before I know it, I started this journey without realizing that I was on it. And now everything makes sense. So many things that I've done, I have no clue other than God that I came up with these ideas, because they just be so off the wall, even to me.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, I still continue to go forward with it, and it all comes to pass. And I know it's me. It couldn't be me. It has to be God using me, because he has to have given me those gifts, because otherwise there's no way for me to have them, because I've not been taught any of them, really.
Absolutely. Well, let's do this. Let's break this down in layman terms to where anyone out there can understand it, because they're probably like, what purpose, gift, what's she talking about? And how did she come to where she's at right now? What brought her to this place of stop, I'm not going any further in this state, I have got to do something different? And when you think about purpose and so forth, and I know, like you said, you've already had been on this journey, but let's talk about, if we can, just what are some of the gifts that you believe that God has put inside of you that you know you ain't went to school for, no one has taught you, but it's just there. Talk about some of the things that you see that has been an awesome gift in your life.
Well, if Lady Diane, I'll tell you, when I first recognized anything, my oldest daughter was 3 years old, and we were living overseas, and she wanted a coat rack because there was a coat rack made inside the place where we were living. And the place where I was working at the marketing and advertising office on the military base, downstairs was the wood shop. And instead of me going to buy one, I asked the lady, would she teach me how to make one? And I made this coat rack with all these curves and this, that, and other. But I didn't think anything of it, because I thought anyone could have done it. So it must have been 15 years later before I realized that everyone can't use power tools. I just assumed everyone could use them because I was able to. And so from there, I went to putting ceramic tile on floors. I've reupholstered furniture. I have put down hardwood, I've put down laminate, I've put in sinks and toilets and bathtubs, and I have no clue how I could do such things but God.
Wow, Pat, you are amazing. And let me tell y'all right now, I have witnessed everything she said when she invited me in her home. Wow, what was the first thing you had me up there doing, Pat? She had me on a ladder. What was we putting in? What was that?
I was down the ceiling fan and putting up a new light fixture in the middle of the living room.
I'm serious. She is amazing. She had me up on the stair, and we actually, and it's like, and when she was doing it, I was like, and when she did it, I was like, you mean it's that easy? But, you know, this is, these are gifts, truly, truly, as you said, Pat, had to come from God. These are, I mean, it's like, how do you know to do these things?
And I can't tell you, other than.
It has to be nothing but the Lord. And
it has.
And tell
That's
me,
okay.
Pat, what does this make you feel like when you're doing this? This is, I mean, is it, you know how, like, some people, they do things, and it's, like, grudgingly. What does this do for you, Pat, when you are doing all these different things throughout your house? I mean, just, I want to almost take over your broadcast, but I'm not going to do that. I can tell about the painting this woman is doing. I can tell you about a whole lot of things, the woodwork she's doing. But what do you get out of doing these things, Pat?
What I discovered, I've been divorced for 16 years. So I've been a single parent of two daughters. And I realized when I wasn't working on a project, I would go into a real dark place. You know, from one day to the next, I never knew how anything was going to be. At some point in time, I wasn't working outside the home. But somehow, God always pulled me through. And I never really gave thought to how I was doing it, but it was, I knew, but I wasn't consciously making note of it. And then people would point things out to me that was, they saw it to be miraculous, but I was just living in his glory, just living in his glory and just really thinking that everyone has this, just like everybody could use power tools. You know, but then I realized that that's not the story.
Right. Well, now you're on this journey. Now you're on this journey. And being on this journey, can you talk about something? You seem to have a passion with pictures. Tell us about these pictures. When did all this begin, taking pictures?
Talk about photography?
Yeah,
I took photography in high school. I was fascinated with photography. I used to develop my own, you know, when they had the regular old-fashioned 35mm in the can with the film inside the can, and you go in the dark room. I used to do that, and again, I thought it was something that probably everyone could do if they just wanted to do it. So I've never really recognized any of my gifts as gifts. I just believe that everyone could do those things if they just desired to, and I just happened to desire it. I didn't realize that everyone couldn't do the things that I do. I just thought they could. They didn't want to, and that was it.
So naturally gifted in so many different things, and it appeared that when you put your mind to doing things, it's almost, it becomes a challenge to you. Is that right?
You could say that. And it's good therapy it's really good therapy for me. It keeps me going. It gives me purpose. And if I'm not doing it, like I say, I go into a dark place. And it took me a long time to recognize that
mm-hmm.
that's what it was. I thought that it was depression is what I thought it was. I always thought it was
mm-hmm.
just depression. But I soon realized that that's not what it, that I will become depressed if I'm not creating something. And it doesn't have to be anything large. It could be
uh-huh.
something as small as preparing a meal for someone. And I try to make it into art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like that creativity comes out in different things that you're doing, whether you're preparing a meal, whether you're doing some type of art or hardware, whatever. It sounds like to me, like you said, it is therapy.
Right. It is definitely therapy. So
now,
I have one.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You go ahead, and I'm going to say what I'm going to say after you're done.
Oh, I was just saying that I have one more project that I'm going to do, and I'm going to have this one done. And then I'm really going to follow my heart and take action on those things that God pour into me when I have alone, quiet time. I've been writing them down, and I'm going to start bringing them to life because He spoke it into me, and it's only right that I bring them out.
Well, I am so thankful. We're going to use this blog talk as a platform to take a live journey with you wherever you're at that point in your life, what you're doing, because I'm believing that this is going to help somebody else, because a lot of times sometimes people are just searching for, you know, but I believe, like you, it's like God has put something in each and every one of us.
Right.
Something so unique. And we will not find peace and happiness until we're doing what God has purpose in our life to do.
Absolutely. Until we're living His purpose for us. And so that's what I'm planning on doing. And I want to share this journey with you all. And I'm hoping that it will inspire, that it will make you laugh, it will make you cry, it will help you heal, it will help you start new beginnings, it will make you end unhealthy relationships. I have no idea what I will be moved to share, but I assure you it will be interesting because I have a really quite interesting life. But I've decided to do a 31-day journey to find, to live,
wow,
to become my best self for myself, and more importantly, to live my life by living it on purpose. My God-given purpose.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Well, I'm telling you, this is going to be exciting. I think you're going to inspire others to do the same, is to join this journey, as it's more like a soul-searching journey. Would you agree?
Yes.
I'm actually sitting here, and so those who may want to know, I'm in the VA hospital, and I'm sitting here with a young lady, and we're sitting at the table together, listening broadcast together. And I'm thinking, like, you know, this is exciting. It inspires others to want to do the same. Hey, that sounds like something that I would want to do with Kat. So those of you who are listening worldwide, we want you to join Kat in this journey. As she takes her journey, you know, take this journey with her. And sometime we'll open up the mic and you can share where you are in your journey. Sometime you're going to be in a high, sometime you're going to be in a low. But you won't be alone. Of course, we have the Lord will be with us, but then you'll have other people who are going through the same thing. They're taking their journey too. And as Kat said, she don't know how she – Kat, I see you. I'm a visual learner. I see you on this road, and you see how those people be having those little backpacks on the back of their shoulder. I see you going down this road, Kat, and you're like, Lord, lead me. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just going to follow where you're taking me. Is that where you at, Kat?
That's where I am. And it's going to be really exciting for those of you who will take an interest in going on this journey with me. And at the end, each night, I will share my project that I'm working, and I'm going to create a website so you can see the finished projects, if you're interested, after I've discussed them with you the prior week. So it will be therapy
wow.
for me, and hopefully it will be therapy for someone else, to find out what exactly, maybe you don't understand what that feeling is that you get when you're doing that thing that you're called to do. And maybe it'll make you more conscious of those things so that you can mm-hmm. begin to do those things. You know, mm-hmm. I've always told my friends that I'm not money motivated. Of course, I enjoy the things that money can buy, but there's nothing that I'm really willing to do for money that I'm not willing to do for free. So the only thing
Good.
That I'll do for anyone is something that I'm willing to do for free, regardless if you're paying me or not. So
mm-hmm.
there's never a time that I do things that I do them drudgery.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're the things that makes me feel good. The things that I enjoy doing, the gifts that I think I have to share. And that's the other thing. I guess I'm learning also to understand some different verses in the Bible as in relation to how what's going on in my life. So also during this 31-day journey, I'm going to read a chapter of Proverbs a day, each day.
Awesome.
And I'm to find the answers to the puzzles that I'm experiencing or the hardships that probably shouldn't even be hardships if I recognize where they're coming from and what the lesson is. Because I always say that, you know, we're doomed to repeat things until we learn what we're supposed to learn.
That's right.
And my understanding, and I guess, you know, they always say that that scripture speaks to you where you are at that moment. So whether you've read it before 1,000 times, it says
That's
something
right.
different to you each time, depending on where
right.
you are on your journey at that time.
Exactly.
And so
That's
I'm really trying to do a lot of things all at once, but I want some way of logging it because I think it's a story worth being told. And this is the beginning of telling my story.
Oh, this is awesome. And for many of you, this is going to be recorded. So what's going to be awesome is it's also going to be put on a CD, different CDs. So as Pat is sharing these stories, maybe you're going to be coming in the middle. You can always go back and hear series one or series two, and we're going to be getting that website up. I'm excited for the journey that Pat is on. Amen. And for many of you, you probably watch, if you're on the website, if you're on the internet now, you probably see different pictures of Pat. And, you know, pictures say a 1,000 words. You know, you take a person's picture, and you never know where they're at in their life with that particular picture. So if for many of you, if you're watching, you're listening, you can see the different photos. We took like about 9-10 photos, and we posted out there concerning Pat. But we're going to take a break, and then we're going to open up the lines, Pat, if we could. It looks like we have a caller that wants to make a comment and perhaps speak to you. Is that fine?
Yes, that would be great. I look forward to that.
Okay, wonderful. So we don't want you to leave anyone. Stay with us. We're going to just bring a song in by Hezekiah Walker, Lift Him Up. And when we return, we're going to open up the mic. Looks like we have someone calling in from Atlanta, the area 404 area code. So stay with us as we take this break. This is A Dose of Me with Pat all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Listen in.
I want to know how many of you come to celebrate tonight. All the worshipers to make some noise up in here. You know they don't praise them like this no more. But the Bible says let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So if you feel like dancing, if you feel like shouting, don't let nobody stop you. Get your praise on because he's worthy.
He is worthy. He is worthy.
From the rising of the sun to the going down of the day, God is worthy.
praise on right now. Lift him.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Higher.
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 Lift him up.
Come on and lift him.
Higher.
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 Yeah.
Lift him up.
Lift him up.
Amen, amen. Lift him up higher, higher. You're listening to Diane Grimble, Ministry and Friends, and I am Lady Diane. I'm here with you, and I'm also here with Pat, Lady Pat, all the way from Atlanta. She's starting her new show, debut. She's here live with us on the show, and it's A Dose of Me. Amen. I want to listen. Thank all those who's listening by way of Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk, and Skype, and Instagram. And if you're listening, perhaps through archives, we want to welcome you. You want to call in and be in the studio with us, our call-in number is 646-649-0949. Thank God. That was a wonderful selection with Hezekiah
Amen.
Walker. Lift him up. Amen. Well, we have someone here. We open up the mic. Erico 404, looks like that's someone from Atlanta. Welcome to the show. You're live on the air with Pat.
Amen, amen. Praise God. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Praise God. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm truly thank God for all of what he's done, for being saved and sanctified and filled with the baptism of his precious Holy Ghost. What a mighty God we serve. And if loving the Lord is wrong, I don't want to be right. Praise God. I want to say hello to you, Sister Lady Pat. I want to also say hello to Lady Diane in the name of Jesus, for you two, truly, from what I've seen, are almost like twins, praise God. And you're also one of the most beautiful taxi drivers I've ever had. So I thank God for you in the name of Jesus. And I just want to give you some strong, strong encouragement to continue to press forward for the mark of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus, because what you're beginning is a good work, and we thank God for you. We definitely thank God for Lady Diane and all of what it is that she's doing for Blog Talk and the opportunities in which she has also given the radio listeners out there in the name of Jesus to get an opportunity to hear the Word of God. Lady Pat, you stay encouraged because you're awesome in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes, that was Pastor David Shaw. Amen. He's also, he has a show with us, his Monument of Hope and Deliverance. Praise God. Amen. And so something he said, yes, you know what? I look at Pat Pitcher and I said, my God, if that's not me, I don't know who that is.
You guys look so much alike.
Me too. I had to take a pat. I showed him your picture. I had to take a second look. I'm pitching myself. Yeah, so we sister from another mama or something.
That's
whatever.
Right.
and Lady Diane, if I may say, you also are very awesome in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
And I thank God
thank
for
you
guys. God bless
thank you.
Thank you
so much. And thank you for that comment. Wonderful. Well, if you're out there listening, looks like we have a 770. If you're someone, do you know Pat? Is there anything you want to share from your relationship? Because Pat is going to be giving all of us a dose of herself. Praise God. And that she has so much. Pat, I want to just go back to a conversation me and you once had, if I may. And someone was in a situation, and I think God really used you to speak into their life. And you know it wasn't you, and you, because you've never probably experienced what they had experienced, but it was something that really helped change that person's life. Can you share a little bit of that?
That's about the
someone that it's. I guess it's not necessarily in details. Is how is it that sometimes you find yourself sharing with people, and it may be something you haven't never even experienced yourself? Because most times people can help others if they've experienced things themselves. But has there been times where
God has used you to help people speak into their lives and things that, you know what I mean?
Right, I do. And I know what you're talking about now. So, yes, I helped someone to that had never experienced death. And they had to go through that. And their first experience with death was losing their own child after 16 days after the child was born. And I remember thinking, there's nothing that I could say. What can I say? I don't know that. I've never experienced that. And the things that I would say, a lot of times I wouldn't even remember what I had said. She would repeat it back to me later on, whether it was weeks from then or months from then. And I really wouldn't even have remembered saying those, and I don't know how I would have known to say those things, as I always say, but God. So I just started to become, after that, I started to become a lot more conscious of the abilities that were being entrusted with me, and I'm trying to learn not to be afraid to use them. That's another, I guess that would be another segment of this journey, is to be comfortable enough to be who I'm becoming. Lady Diane, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. I'm right here. I was saying I'm sitting here with a young lady. She's kind of shy. She's going through some things in her life, and I say, why does no package of speaking to your heart, even though you don't know her? She's a little shy, but, you know, what do you say to people, Pat, that feel like all hope is gone? They're in a situation whereas they're like, you know, don't have a roof on their head, don't know, or just feel like, you know, what do I do when it seems like you're all by yourself, you feel like everything's closing in on you, and a lot of times you don't even know who to call on.
I think, you know, again, without realizing what therapy it was for me, but so often as I was going through my different challenges, I never really focused on them. My other gift is service. I find so much comfort and therapy and joy and everything else when I'm able to share something with someone to help them through a difficult time. And it always make my issues seem rather trivial and small. So that's what I would do. And I would give away what I didn't have, and I would get more in return in what it was that I needed. You know, I always say that when I moved into this house, I didn't have any furniture at all. And now I have a garage full and a storage house full and have furnished off apartments, and people just give me things.
Wow.
So that I them with others. So, you know,
like
that whole the saying about a closed hand can't get fed. I just try not to close my hand.
And I think we was listening, I don't know who that was, we was listening to, Pat. Remember the man was like saying, no, the CD that you was playing in your car. And it was talking about not chasing after the money.
Oh, yeah.
Would you expound a little bit about what that listening, that CD, because, oh, my goodness, it was powerful listening.
It was Deepak Chopra, and they have a, he has a, it's a I'm sorry, I am going blank. You can get the soundtrack off of Rhapsody or anything, one of the music sites. And it's a 21-day journey to peace. So it's meditation. And they was talking about the goddess of knowledge and the goddess of...
I'm thinking of the other one.
The goddess of... the goddess of knowledge and the goddess of creativity. That if you if you follow those, then the goddess of money will become very jealous, or the goddess of not just money, but things, wealth. The goddess of wealth and abundance would chase you out of jealousy. So basically, what I get from that is if you do what you love, the money will follow.
Come on.
The success or the wealth or whatever it is that you seek of those earthly things, it will follow. And without realizing it, that's what has been happening, because that's what motivates me, is learning those creative things that brings me and other people satisfaction and joy and pleasure. And the money may not come from that, but the money comes because I'm still able to keep my lights on and drive a decent car and do things that I enjoy and pay my bills.
And if I may say this, Pat, I think, looking at this on a spiritual, I believe God always want to know, can I trust you to be my distributor of happiness, well, goodness? You know what I mean? Can God trust us? And I believe some of the things that I've seen from knowing you, that God can trust you, to be a giver, of love, happiness, joy, encouragement. And he pours out. See, if God can trust a person, he ain't going to give it to him. I mean, he'll give you just barely enough, but God gives people the abundance and you don't ask for it. It's because he can trust you not to hold it to yourself, but to release it. Because we are the hands, the foot, the mouth. We are what God has created us but to be. But God is looking for a fountain. He's looking for a fountain to pour into in order to pour out to. And so, as you were saying, which I thought was so powerful, is that what God has done is we all have something unique. There's a creativity in each and every one of us. And your wealth will come from the creativity that God has put in. So you don't have to search for the money. This is what I'm hearing you say. You don't have to search for the money, but just engulf yourself into your creativity, and the money will follow.
I'm a living witness of that. Yeah, that's how it goes. That's exactly the way it will go. Trust and believe.
The creativity. And can you imagine, Pat, if everyone did that, used their creativity? We could have someone that maybe have a cure to AIDS or, I mean, really, I believe that everything we have, God has given to us for this earth. But if you're not, and in other words, your creativity, your passion may be different from my creativity and my passion. But whatever it is something that's not just for ourselves, but it's for someone else. Would you agree?
Right. I definitely agree.
Right. I want to know some of the things. I know I've seen some of your paintings. And listen, for those of you, stay connected with Pat on her journey, because she's going to be getting that website up, and she's going to be sharing some of the pictures she's taking, some of the paintings she's painted. What are some of the other things that you do that you find that's so creative that bring you life? And you look at it from the beginning, and then you're looking like, wow, from where it was into what it becomes. And I'm going to tell you something, Pat. What I say is this is how God is, because God took nothing and made something. Isn't that right?
That's what he did.
God takes nothing. How is it God can just take nothing and make something?
And I've started working on things and had no idea what the outcome was really going to be until it was finished. And I remember about 8 years ago, I decided to do a little water feature in my backyard. And somehow it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And before I knew it, I had a pond. And then when I got a consultant to come tell me about it, it would have cost me about $16,000,
$17,000. Wow.
And I may have spent $500, and that was for the pump and the liner. I mean, not even the liner. I got the liner from a friend that gave it to me. And I got the rock from all over the city of Atlanta. Me and my friend.
Wow.
One rock at a time.
One rock at a time.
One rock at a time.
This is so amazing what you're doing, Pat, and using your creativity to take nothing and bring it to something, to show something. And I almost look at our lives. Isn't that amazing, too, how our lives, how God takes our lives? We come from nothing, and then and if we stay in alignment and stay connected to him, he takes our nothing and turns it into something.
Yes. I'm constantly amazed. I'm amazed at what God is doing through me. And I'm so excited each day to see what else am I going to be able to do from just following the instructions and doing what I'm told to do.
That's awesome. And then when do you find the times when God really begins to speak to you? When is the time? Is there a certain time that he really pours into you?
You know, when I can be alone and have quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been like pulling teeth for a long time. But now it has come to pass. I have more than enough time to sit. And I have to kind of quiet him down sometimes by keeping some noise. So sometimes it gets to be a little bit much going in too fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think we laughed about that the other night.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really excited about waiting to see what's going to be poured in next and how am I going to use it to help someone else.
That's awesome. So we're going to be following what journey, what project are you on right now? Where are you at? And do you have something, Pat, as far as strategizing? Something that you're starting to put on a wall somewhere so you can stay focused on these different projects that you're working on and directions you're going in your life? How are you doing that?
I've decided that I'm going to do, what do they call it? Is it a dream board?
Okay, you can call it a dream board, purpose-driven board. Uh-huh.
Right. I'm going to do a dream board. And and keep note. I'm gonna start to journal. I'm just gonna try track of all of these things as they come pouring in, and give them all a try and see which one is the one or which ones are the ones.
Any particular project that you're working on now? What's going on with you right now? What project are you on?
I'm in the process of printing some photographs that I've taken over the years, and my first one is a picture of some horses that I took,
woo!
I guess probably 3 years ago, and I blew it up to a size 46x60, and it's just beautiful. And I think I'm going to, and then I have some of some longhorn as well that I took that are just really beautiful. So I'm going to do some photography. I'm going to do some painting. I want to try building a piece of furniture, reproducing a piece of furniture that I was given.
Wow. That's
awesome.
Now, Pat, is that picture of the horses, are they going to be available for the public to see?
Yes, as soon as I get this website put up, I'm going to definitely put it on there.
All right.
As well as
awesome.
A couple of others. I should have some more printed next, some different ones printed next week.
And I know many people going to see them. Are they going to be up for purchase for people?
Absolutely, yes.
That's great. I had an opportunity to see it, and I was like, wow. Matter of fact, Pat, didn't we see one? You showed some of the store you went into and the pricing, and then we looked at covers that she did as an amateur, and I was like, wow, look at that. They're beautiful.
Thank you. See, people like you made me come to realize that the things that I was doing was a gift, and it was awesome, and that it was something special. I just didn't even realize it. Like I say, I assumed that everyone could do anything that I was doing. All they had to want was to have the desire to do it. I didn't know it was anything special that I had.
And I know that our many listeners around the world, you know, you're speaking of some of the gifts and things that you do that make you happy and complete and fulfilled. But they will have to, I mean, these are the things that Pat enjoyed doing. I believe there's something in each one of us. There's something there. How do they unlock that, Pat? What do they need to do to unlock those special gifts that's inside of them?
That's a good question. I guess you just have to really pay attention to in the course of a day, and you may have to journal it. I don't really know how I came to. Mine came because I needed it. Well, I didn't need it necessarily. I wanted it. When I moved into this house, there were things that I wanted to do, but I couldn't afford to do them. So I needed to figure out how I could do it. So if I could afford to buy the material, then I could have them both. So that's what I did. So my first project was doing a ceramic tile floor because I didn't have $1,400 to pay to have it done. But there was a company going out of business, and the tile was, I think, a penny per tile or five for a nickel. I don't even know what it was. But it was really inexpensive, so I was able to buy the flooring. And so I had to figure out how to put it down, and so I did. And then next I need to change light fixtures, and so I changed light fixtures.
Do you go into these how-to? Did you just like, okay, let me read the instruction? How do you do these things? I mean, how did you know to do? How did you know how to, where to start? Okay, looks like we had a drop call from our host. So we're going to do, those of you continue listening on as we bring Pat back. Amen. Looks like we have just a small technical difficulty. But those of you that's listening, I see 619 people out there in San Diego, Atlanta. I see everyone out there in Springfield, Illinois. Wow, we got a lot of people listening in. Praise God. Continue to listen as Pat comes back in. Praise God. A dose of me.
Cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength inside. Was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, that if he would be there for you, I want you to
leave life, don't live life in distress, just let go, let God, he'll work it out for you.
You're always satisfied in the peace that His arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got. You won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change. I can testify. See, I spoke to God. I called out your name. And on your behalf, I did that.
Everyone, praise the Lord. You listen to Diane Grimble Ministry and Friends, and we'd like to welcome you to A Dose of Me with Patricia Denson out of Atlanta, Georgia. She has been sharing about this new journey she's going on, where God is going to be using her to bring out all of her creativity, and she will be sharing all the things that God is doing with her on this 21-day journey. Amen. At this time, we're going to come to an end of our program. Praise God. Our host has just been dismissed. And what we're going to do is we're just going to invite you to come back on next Friday with A Dose of Me with Patricia Denson. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to go before your people on this platform to share A Dose of Me with Patricia. We know on this journey, oh God, there's so many people that are listening. Hearts are being touched. Lord, we ask that you bless Patricia on this journey. Bless her, oh God, to fulfill her God-given purpose
and to be all you've called her to be, and also for those that are listening, that they will be inspired to do likewise. Father, we just want to give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.